Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
And Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Oh my goodness. We'll talk first about all the arrests. We have parade news. We have Philadelphia Eagles news. But Philadelphia police giving us the latest totals of arrests for all the crimes, including those who did not have fun during the celebrations after the Super Bowl win on Sunday night. Unfortunately, these included assault on police officers. So there were six people that are under arrest for assaulting. They're accused of assaulting officers. And then four arrests were made for crimes, including aggravated assault, reckless endangerment of another person, third degree misdemeanors, disorderly conduct, eight arrests for vandalism so far, including vandalizing sanitation department trucks. Shouldn't do that. All of that vandalism. And as well, there were 29 other citations handed out for disorderly conduct. I believe we're more than 50 either citations or arrests. They're still looking for, remember we showed the video and everybody went, saw the viral video of those individuals knocking down the light poles and then either crushing them or taking them away. Well, that video, they're looking at all the video, releasing it, and those people face felony charges.
They should.
Yeah. This is nothing new. Although, it just feels to me, and I always go back to, your football team wins a world championship and you feel the urge to destroy your city. It's the dumbest thing.
They took over a linen truck and burned all the linen. I gotta say this, that like, it got little attention, and I feel like if, I'm gonna turn the punch bowl, I feel like if this was Black Lives Matter doing this, or any sort of pro-Palestinian group, it would be wall-to-wall coverage on a station like this. But because it's the Eagles fans, everybody's like, it's fine. It looked like Market Street, and I'm having Phil pull the video. Market Street looked like World War III.
It looked no different than when the plane crashed two Fridays ago in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's carnage.
It's just that we seem to give it a pass, and race has nothing to do with it because it was black and white people doing all of this stuff. But just because it's like the Eagles celebration, everybody's like, oh, it's just Eagles fans. Yeah. Like, no.
Let me ask you something. If the Eagles win a Super Bowl, are you smashing your big screen television? Are you busting up your dishwasher and your washer and dryer?
Phil, roll the video here.
Why do you feel the need to go out and bust up public property?
This is courtesy of Steve Keeley. This is the aftermath. This is Market Street after. I mean, look at this. Look. Down street lane.
There's the Macy's. Lights. Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. And if any other group that, did this, other than Eagles fans, everybody would be up in arms.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Oh, imagine if this was a MAGA gathering and that was the aftermath. It would have been labeled an insurrection. It's unbelievable.
Well, today they're putting that video out. I don't think there are any rewards. These individuals should turn themselves in because they're in big trouble.
If Tom Homan wasn't so busy, I'd have him on the job to track all these guys down and girls.
They're going to track them down and then they're going to have to pay. They should have to. We, the taxpayers, why should we pay for that?
I know. Exactly.
Amen.
Right.
Like, amen. Mm-mm.
Send in the Doge.
Yeah. That's right, baby.
I feel like I didn't hear the proper amount of, not scolding, because, I'm not sitting here trying to scold people, but like, I'm not hearing the proper amount of outrage over the fact that like a lot of property was destroyed for some stupid football game. And yes, I said a stupid football game. Who cares?
I agree.
Hmm. Well, we have other news of the day, and that is as we look to today, there's going to be an 11 o'clock news conference, so we'll find out more details for Friday, Valentine's Day, showing love for our Eagles. And they, by the way, it was pretty cool. A lot of, as the Eagles touched down in, at, you know, in Southwest Philadelphia yesterday afternoon, big crowd of excited fans greeting them, welcoming them home. And got a glimpse of the players. And then I love, you know, the traditional Jalen Hurts at the Disney Parade. That's always a hoot.
Yeah, riding the motorcycle roller coaster.
You know, got to meet Mickey.
Yeah.
Go to the Magic Kingdom.
I saw the ad. What are you going to, Jalen Hurts, you just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do? I'm going to go to Disney World. I didn't know they still did that. I felt like 90s nostalgia.
It was cute.
It was.
We also have, we're looking at this story. Did you hear about this? Not in our area, thank God. But there is a story of that one person has died after these four injured after jets collided. This is in Arizona at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport.
So apparently the airplane, the private plane was Motley Crue singer Vince Neil.
But it's his girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
It's not him. Yeah, he wasn't in the plane.
His girlfriend was injured on the plane along with a friend. Like, they have broken ribs and are pretty beaten up. They had a bunch of dogs on the plane with him. And the pilot.
Not the dog.
The pilot for Vince Neil's private jet was killed.
Wow.
Well,
so I wonder if we'll have any Motley Crue rejoiners today, or maybe Phil will drop a gem in at 9:50.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So they did have that afternoon press briefing on the collision, and it was obviously a tragic situation. We know two people are in critical condition. They were rushed to local trauma centers. I don't have word, to be very honest, I don't have word about all the dogs. I don't think that they were seriously injured.
Yeah.
So the two humans critically injured, but yep. I think the dogs are okay.
Yep.
No, that's all that matters.
So Vince Neil, he was posting on X and confirming he was not on board the plane. So they're looking at, you know, what exactly happened there. Just wanted to update you on that one. And another headline I will give you is that New York Mayor Adams, the charges against him, they're dismissing that. It looks like those corruption charges.
Yeah, shocking.
Change, a big change for him,
yep.
Going in the right direction.
All of a sudden, he changed the way he spoke and what he said and who he cozied up to, and all of a sudden, they miraculously drop.
Eric Adams and John Fetterman, future MAGA Republicans.
Crazy, right?
As long as they can benefit them in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy news. And then, of course, President Trump, what's your big take on, again?
Musk.
Okay, because I knew I looked at it last night, and it's fabulous. It's coming. So President Trump, a flurry of news, and one of the headlines imposing the 25% tariffs on imports, steel, and aluminum. And as well, we have a flurry of those trade-related announcements that have applied pressure, of course, to some of America's biggest trading partners, including China, Mexico, Canada. We're hearing a lot about that. We have an update upcoming as far as the back and forth for those 65,000 federal workers who signed up to get 8 months' pay until next October 1st and leave their jobs. That continues through the courts and gets an extension. So we're following that one for you very carefully. And then President Trump telling reporters in the Oval Office he has a warning for Hamas: release the remaining hostages held in Gaza by Saturday noon or hell is going to break out.
Yeah.
Also says he would consider withholding aid from Jordan and Egypt if they don't take the Palestinians from Gaza.
He's given them plenty of time. I mean, you know, what else do you need to get these people released? Let's go. I don't even need them washed up and put in new clothing. Just send them out the way they are. By the way, you mentioned the tariffs on steel. Did you guys talk about the penny story yesterday with Trump?
Yeah.
Did you know that it costs 3.7 cents to create a penny?
It's ridiculous.
I've been saying for 25 years, get rid of the penny.
Yep.
However, Dana Perino says Rich Zioli changed her mind because he said Rich changed his mind. There's a changeroo here.
I need to rip Perino, by the way.
Dana?
Twice.
Did Rich make it up to Fox News yesterday? That's interesting.
Was he in person?
Can't make it into this radio station. Can't make it into this radio station, but gets up to New York.
Well, they send him a driver.
Yeah.
He gets Mike Francesa's old driver. Yeah. I think his name was Jose.
They send him a nice driver.
Yeah. Okay.
Take him out. Mr. Yes. Zioli, would you like some coffee? Greg got us coffee yesterday, by the way. He's my hero of the week.
Oh, is that why
all the coffee machines were broken?
Is that why the leftover Dunkin' jugs are in there?
Oh, sorry.
In the kitchen?
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
So we got that going on.
Yeah, the Purina twice yesterday
She's this big. She's so pretty. She's, like, she's so sweet.
She's her and Gutfeld. They could go if we brought back midget wrestling in the WWF. It'd be a great
tag team.
You're
not allowed to say that. Yeah. You put those two on top of one another, and they're still not as tall as I am.
Or me. But twice yesterday, she says she referred to him as the Philly talk radio guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm
again, no mention of
that.
1210. Again, no mention of WPHT. Yeah,
I'm bitter about that.
Or the Zioli Army.
Or any of it. It's just, well, he's just a guy that talks in Philly.
I got a guy. Zioli in Philly.
I got a bookie in Philly. You know, that guy.
And by the way, Pete Hegseth changed the name of Fort Liberty back to Fort Bragg. For some reason, my dad was thrilled with that and thought that was a great
thing. Yeah, but it's not named after the same Fort Bragg as it was previously.
Yeah, it's named after Alvin Bragg now.
So they kind of... It's odd how they did it, because they didn't want it after the Confederate general or whatever.
Right.
So they turned it to the Liberty. Then they were like, well, we don't really want it after this Confederate general, so it's named after a World War II veteran or something.
Yeah.
With the last name Bragg.
Who we should try to get him on if he's still alive for our next vet spotlight.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I'm ready to go home already. I've done everything I can.
He's on the Paxlovid. And speaking of which, the CDC does say Nick Cale should have stayed home one more day. Seriously, they're saying the flu is in full force, the most intense in 15 years. So a very bad flu season, and especially, and Greg talked about this yesterday or last week, I think, with the strep throat.
Yes.
So it's a really nasty season. I think a lot of us, we were all sick over the Christmas holiday.
Yep. It's going around. It's horrible.
It's crazy.
I had the flu from the 23rd to the 28th of Christmas, and now COVID.
Actually, if I'm being honest, the norovirus, stomach bug, whatever I had, a couple weeks ago, it was way worse than COVID was.
Was it?
Terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll get that before St. Patty's Day.
Well, we will talk about today the forecast, because we're under a winter weather advisory, and they're saying that this could be the most snow we've seen. That's one of the headlines.
Oh, no,
snow.
When's it supposed to start?
So that's just it. The timing of it is this afternoon, so everybody... For those of us on the early morning crew, it doesn't affect our drive home, but the evening commute is what gets impacted this evening. And so we're looking at around 2 o'clock this afternoon. That's when we could see the wintry start, and up to 5 inches for the Philadelphia area, more, but it'll probably be more like, 2 to 4.
Yeah.
But then for South Jersey as well as Delaware, we're going to see 6 inches. And then another front moves through for your Wednesday. You see, so it's a double whammy here. So the main part of our snow today, 4 to 7 p.m., that's when the brunt of it during the evening rush. And then as far as your Wednesday, lingering snow ends very early in the day, high of 35 degrees. But then that second front comes through. And so that's another one to watch, and that's why for Thursday, it'll be rainy and warm, 47 degrees on Thursday, but that's why they didn't do the parade on Thursday, because they're going to have all that rain. I think it's going to clear out if they'd had an afternoon parade, but then Friday for our Super Bowl parade in Philadelphia, a bit cooler, but it's partly sunny. And so 38-ish degrees, not quite 40 on Friday, so brisk, but at least the sun is out.
Okay.
So we got that going on.
Just set your alarm for about 40 minutes earlier tomorrow morning. That's the way I'm going to handle it.
Yeah, and maybe Thursday, depending on that precipitation, if it's, that mix, that's good advice from our own Nick Cale.
Thank you.
Robert Half sponsoring us. 9 out of 10 managers having difficulty hiring right now. Robert Half is here to help. They're recruiting professionals utilizing an award-winning AI to connect businesses with the highly skilled talent at Robert Half. They know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. Thank you, Robert Half, for sponsoring Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:19 Tuesday morning. Let's get to another big take.
The Big Take. on Kale and Company.
Which is brought to you by Wawa, the big take, Musk Madness. You know, I never thought it was possible, but then again, should we be surprised by anything in 2025? Donald Trump has been supplanted, at least temporarily. There's no doubt about it in my mind that Elon Musk has become the establishment's top target. The Democrat Party and the media, they have shifted their disdain away from Donald Trump and invested all of their rhetoric, energy, and focus on the Doge Daddy. I remember when Alabama hired Nick Saban, people were saying, Nick Saban is an a-hole. But Crimson Tide fans responded by saying, yeah, but he's our a-hole. The same could very well be true with Elon Musk. He might be a major D-bag to deal with and work with, but he's our D-bag. And anybody who voted for Trump and knew that Elon Musk would come in and audit everything under the sun, they signed up for this. He is doing, much like Trump, exactly what he was brought on board to do. So I ask, and I say, ask yourself this. If you're offended by Elon Musk and his goal of exposing fraud, and if you're outraged by him putting a stop to it, ask yourself why. And I think the answer is one of three things. You are either indoctrinated, you very well might be uneducated, and or you are afraid of something or someone because you're about to have something confiscated, as in you are part of the corruption and you figure to lose out on something financially. It can only be one of those three things as to why Elon Musk has you rattled, because nobody with an ounce of common sense would be opposed to this. Your hard-earned cash is being lit on fire, flushed down the toilet, gone. But we've reached the point now where everything Doge, Elon Musk, and even some of Donald Trump is chaotic in nature, or it's a flat-out crisis. You know, it doesn't take big balls to do any of this. It doesn't take a big brain to arrive at this conclusion. It's basic math. It's common sense business practices and a blueprint towards financial responsibility. But from Jasmine Crockett to Ilhan Omar to pastors calling for violence to even Mark Cuban being exposed as a hypocrite, I've got it all for you on display this morning. Let's start with Mark Cuban, who was a surrogate for Kamala Harris this past fall, and then he scrubbed his pro-Kamala tweets after losing the election. Well, he's throwing a hissy fit about Elon Musk being reckless as he uncovers and unearths all the reckless spending and fraud in this country. But here he was in 2017 singing a different tune about government downsizing. Listen and watch.
As a libertarian, I think we can reduce employment in government by at least a third, reduce the overhead and administration by as that much or more, so that we can offer more to services for our citizens. And so if when it comes down to it, where I tend to disagree with everybody, and this is the libertarian in me, I'm happy to push down the size of government, and I'm happy to work on making government more efficient, because then more money can pass through and help the people who need it. And that's what needs to change.
8 years later, apparently his brain is broken and now he is totally against his libertarian views. But nothing was more infuriating during our border crisis than watching the Big Apple dole out debit cards, preloaded, by the way, on top of $500 a night hotel rooms, food, clothing, and more. Well, that's coming to an end as well. Doge's next target has been revealed after yesterday, $59 million we found out were being spent putting illegals into luxury hotel rooms. Musk and his team finding out Monday that FEMA spent $59 million just last week to house illegals in New York City. FEMA, which falls under DHS, by the way. And Elon Musk said this on X yesterday, quote, sending this money violated the law and is in gross insubordination to the president's executive order. Quote, that money is meant for American disaster relief and instead is being spent on high-end hotels for illegals, end quote. Me, personally, I would say $59 million for hotels to illegals qualifies as a financial crisis, a mess that needs to be cleaned up stat. But insane politicians like Ilhan Omar, they view Elon Musk and Donald Trump as men who are committing a constitutional crisis. Listen and watch.
Yeah, I mean, what we are witnessing is a constitutional crisis. We are seeing an executive branch that has decided that they are no longer going to abide by the Constitution in honoring Congress's role in the creation of the agencies, in their role in deciding where money is allocated.
There's that crisis buzzword once again, this time with Margaret Brennan of Face the Nation on CBS on Sunday. But more spending that has been exposed by Musk and Doge is centered around another polarizing topic, and that would be Dr. Anthony Fauci. It's been a while since we heard that name, right? Trump has already stripped him of Secret Service protection. That was back on January 24th. Now we find out that your money was going to a Fauci Museum exhibit. That's right. The Department of Health and Human Services canceled over $180 million in contracts, which included $170,000 that was set to go to the Fauci Museum exhibit. Now, in the grand scheme of things, $170,000 compared to billions upon billions of dollars, it's pennies. But let me get this straight. A museum exhibit for a man who got everything wrong about COVID, 6 feet of social distancing, that was just made up out of thin air. There was no science behind that. 2 weeks to stop the spread. Vaccines were 100% safe and effective. The only Hall of Fame Fauci belongs in is the Pharma Fraud Institute of Corruption. Not a dime should go to that guy for a museum or an exhibit. But things like this have Jasmine Crockett now from Dallas, Texas, once again fired up. Listen and watch this speech.
I'm going to try my best not to preach.
Go ahead. Preach!
I just want to say thank you, because every day that we show up in D.C., we show up for you. We know who we work for. We know that we work for the American people. And what we're not going to do is stand around while they pull this they trying to pull right now.
Go ahead.
This is why I'm not going to be able to preach, because I probably won't be able to stop cussing.
Take your time.
But let me tell y'all something. I know some of y'all have been frustrated, and you've been saying, where are the Democrats? Where are our leaders? Well, I'm here to tell you that we ain't never left y'all, all right? We are here. We are also going to make sure that they uphold the law. We are not going to sit around while you go ahead and desecrate our Constitution, or you look at the laws that have been passed into law and say, never mind, we'll just ignore that. Instead, we are going to be in your face. We are going to be on you, and we are going to make sure you understand what democracy looks like.
Lots of style, lots of sizzle, a lot of shouting, very little substance. Speaking of preaching, you know, it's one thing to be in people's faces, to quote Jasmine Crockett. You want to protest? Knock yourself out. But it's another thing to call for violence. That's not what we do in the name of democracy, right, Jasmine? Apparently, Dr. Steve Caudill, reverend at the Greater Second Missionary Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee, calls for violence in response to Elon Musk and Doge trimming the fat. Listen and watch.
I pray that the peace of God will win out and overcome the madness that is attempting to take over this nation. And I will say to you, beloved, no one likes violence, but sometimes violence is necessary. When Elon Musk forces his way into the United States Treasury and threatens to steal your personal information and your Social Security check, there is the possibility of violence.
Not very Christ-like from the Rev. And what exactly is Elon Musk really going to do with somebody's Social Security number? Is he going to open up a Visa card and run up a $10,000 limit? He's the wealthiest guy in the world. I'm sure the feds, though, are investigating that, Reverend, as we speak, to make sure we don't see any violence from the mostly peaceful left. But the fear crisis has even reached Philadelphia. The Inquirer yesterday morning with the following headline: here's what to know about Doge, Elon Musk's commission that is upending agencies and worrying Philly federal workers. They write, quote, the rapid ascension of Doge has caused numerous controversies, upending federal agencies, ousting workers, attracting lawsuits, creating swirls of misinformation about government spending, and worrying DOGE opponents. Since taking office, President Donald Trump has signed executive orders to enact drastic changes to the federal government, including a government hiring freeze, requiring total in-person work, and terminating diversity, equity, and inclusion offices and positions. Meanwhile, he is giving DOGE the go-ahead to work towards Musk's stated goal of cutting $2 trillion from the federal budget, end quote. But the cold, hard truth is this. It doesn't matter who you hear it from or where it comes from. The nonstop barrage of verbal assaults towards DOGE and Elon Musk are now the minority viewpoint. CNN's Harry Enten with the latest data. Listen and watch.
And holy smokes. I mean, look at what the difference is between now versus 8 years ago during the first Trump term, right? This is Trump's net approval rating on February 10th. You go back to 2017, Trump was already underwater at minus 5 points on the net approval rating. That's approval minus disapproval. What a difference 8 years makes. He's on the positive side of the ledger at plus 4 points. And again, it's not just the CBS News poll. We're talking about the Gallup poll. We're talking about the Ipsos poll. We are talking about the Pew poll. All of these respective pollsters have Trump in a better position now than they did 8 years ago. The bottom line is Americans are far more likely to say they like what they're seeing now versus what they felt during Trump's first.
Trump is the majority. Trump is the popular pick. 53% approval rating per CBS on Sunday. Described as, quote, tough, energetic, focused, and effective per CBS polling. 60% on board with his immigration policies, and 70% saying he's doing what he promised. They can shout, cry, stomp their feet, and storm buildings, but the truth is this. Donald Trump is delivering on what he said he was going to do when he ran for president, and Elon Musk is opening up the books and exposing all of the fraud. And the truth is, this is what America wants. And if you're against it right now, according to the numbers, you are on the wrong side of history. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by Wawa, where you can get regular Wawa rewards with the biggest deal of the year before it's gone. Redeem bonus offers for $1 hot coffees, $2 iced coffees, and $3 Monster Energy drinks every day, as many times as you want, now through February 16th. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in on social media at 1210WPHT, and also let it rip in the YouTube chat. We're back after this live on a Tuesday morning. School closures coming up on Friday for the parade. What do we make about that? We're back after this on Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
I forgot to mention this when I was teasing some of the topics around 6:05. We also have a new update on artificial intelligence, and it revolves around your impending death, because we all cool. owe the man upstairs a death in this lifetime. When will it happen? Artificial intelligence can actually predict it for each and every one of you and every one of us on this show. And I feel great about my prospects.
Uh-oh.
I feel great. Yes.
You took it already?
I took it.
Okay.
Phil Omquist took it as well.
All right. I have to take it. Don, you have to take it as well.
You're going to have to take it as well. It's like a AI death test mandate.
Nice uplifting story for a Tuesday morning.
You have to have all of your information.
You're going to have to enter your variables. And we'll give you the link. Maybe we could put it in the YouTube chat and put it out on Twitter, let people take it. It took all of like 90 seconds to take it. So it's pretty fun.
But you have to know, like, you know your blood pressure. You have to know things like that, right?
No.
You don't have to know your blood pressure?
No, just your height, your weight, how much exercise you do, what's your diet
cholesterol.
Like.
I thought it said cholesterol on the thing.
No, the only thing you have to do a transfer of is your body mass index. Like, nobody knows that off the top of their head. So just, like, quickly Google, like, well, I'm 5'9", 205, and it'll spit out what your BMI is. Once you insert that, it'll give you... So if you're honest, you're going to figure out how long you have to live.
Cool.
And I feel great. But let's round back to the Elon Musk stuff from the Big Take, and then we're going to get to the school closures in Philly and in Jersey for a football parade. You know, I read over the weekend on Sunday morning... in the Washington Post, I always get these two mixed up. He's the sane Democrat. There's Dan Goldman, and then there's Dan Golden. I think Goldman is in New York. He's a maniac. But Dan Golden, I believe, is the Democrat from Maine. He was quoted in the Washington Post in regards to the Democrats' reaction to Elon Musk opening up the books and finding all of this wasteful spending. He says, we as a party, the Democrat Party, have to stop making everything, quote, DEFCON 5, which is really, I think, an astute point. You can't always scream five alarm fire. You can't always call in code red. That's all the Democrats have done now for 3.5 months since the election. And he's calling out his own party, basically saying, we can't be the boy who cries wolf every single time, because eventually maybe the wolf will come and nobody's going to believe us. And I think more than ever, people are tuning out the hysteria and the hoopla that the Democrats are shouting and raving about, specifically with Elon Musk and all of his uncovering and unearthing of this god-awful spending that we have just been giving away for countless years here. So, Dawn, your thoughts. I actually believe there's more hatred right now from the left for Elon than Donald Trump. And I would actually take it a step further. And I think we have history on our side to show that it's possible. I actually think somebody might try to kill Elon Musk.
Oh, my God.
I do. I mean, we saw two attempts on Donald Trump's life. Mm. Trump almost looks like an angel compared to Elon Musk right now. It's almost as if...
That's the point.
In a diabolical way, I think you're thinking just the same way I am. Elon Musk has become Trump's shield.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Avenger.
I mean, if he threw Matt Gaetz out to the wolves, knowing that Gaetz would get whacked and Pam Bondi was going to be his AG choice all along, and Elon Musk already has said, I have a self-created expiration of July 4th, 2026. I mean, if you're Trump, you let him take every, you know, proverbial bullet, no pun intended, until the sun, you know, until the cows come home, right? Let him be the guy that takes all the flack. You took it for 9 years. You know, that's why I don't look at the YouTube chat. I just let Stalker take the abuse. Stalker's my Elon Musk.
Yep.
I just think, you know, for Trump, it is fascinating to me that he's passed, I don't know, he got past some point where you look at his, every poll I see, what was the one, did you just quote it? Was it CBS? I mean, like 70%+ approval rating.
Mm-hmm.
Every poll that you see, the next one, he's even more popular. And so he's more and more popular. For Elon Musk, I think that the idea of Doge and the fact that they are outing all of this corruption, wait until we start finding out exactly where the money was going.
Yeah.
In other words, this is the tip, the 59 million, the luxury hotels, illegals being put up by FEMA, basically our federal tax dollars in New York. That came out mid-morning yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Then people start talking about this. Then the next thing comes out. Then the next thing comes. So if they're fighting this thing tooth and nail with Doge, if they're fighting, you know, and one estimate was $100 billion that they did not know. If they're saying, no, we don't even, they're fighting the fact that you do, that they want every check that goes out to have a little code by it, like in the private sector, or a social security number associated with any individual. And they've been refusing that. They've been refusing to track the money. To me, how much money are we talking about?
Of course.
Where did all this money go? If they're fighting $100 billion, What are we looking at here? When that is revealed, and then we have to find out, well, who got all that money?
Yeah.
Who got the VIG, like Zioli says, like, you got my VIG? Who got their VIG?
And this is in 3 weeks so far.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's what they're afraid of.
I mean, he basically had an 18 or 19-month contract, let's call it, right? From January of 2025 to July of 2026. What he has unearthed in less than a month is earth-shattering. And he's just getting started, right? He's Al Pacino. I'm just getting warmed up, baby. And then you look at those that are providing the resistance to all of this. Ask yourself why. Why would you be opposed to knowing where all of your tax dollars go and that they go to the right causes for the right people in this country as opposed to elsewhere? And then he's pointing out some of the specifics, and we've seen the different dollar amounts from things that are a couple hundred grand to millions upon millions upon millions. I mean, $59 million for hotel rooms, preloaded debit cards, food that was discarded because migrants said it wasn't good enough. I mean, there are countless millions of Americans right now that would have killed to have their little sliver of the pie of that $59 million.
Well, Nick, they did push back and say, well, as far as for the hotels for the migrants, it was only about 20.
Right.
It was only about 20 million.
Right.
But, you know, and the other was other support for them. So it's like
just staggering.
They don't even understand.
No.
The 20 million is upsetting. And the bigger point, though, is nobody knew this was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Congress didn't even know this was happening.
Right.
So if they didn't know this was happening and they have not been tracking the numbers as far as the checks going out and putting any kind of an ID number associated with a dollar amount so that you can do an audit, that's really the fight that nobody's talking about, because there's no responsible answer for the fact that they have been just doling out money willy-nilly, which means you can lose it.
Yep.
If you don't have the ability to track it or audit it, that means you might just, I lost, $100 billion here, $100 billion there.
It's funny you mentioned the word tracking. I want to take the new hysteria, which is, oh, my God, Elon Musk is going to get my Social Security number at the Treasury Department. Oh, God almighty. But yet, I've got this story from Fox News yesterday, the top 20 apps that are tracking you every day. So I just want to point this out for all the people that are losing they're blowing their lid over Elon Musk having access. By the way, folks, the government has your Social Security number. They have your identity. This is nothing new. This is nothing novel. Elon Musk having access to this is no different than, you know, Joe Piscopo before having access to this. But these are the same people that have no problem with the top 20 apps that track you every single day. Facebook, Instagram, Threads, LinkedIn, Amazon, Amazon Prime Video, YouTube, Google, Uber, Uber Eats, PayPal, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, Roblox, and other Apple and Android marketplace apps that are downloadable. Those are just a handful of the top apps that you probably use every day for social media or to kill time between Zoom meetings. You know, that little Roblox game that everybody's always playing on their phone as they develop carpal tunnel and they wonder why their wrist is ready to fall off. You have no problem with those people tracking you and your every single movement, all of your hobbies, all of your activities. But Elon Musk has your Social Security number. What do you think he's going to do with that? Seriously.
I believe, as far as him saying the Social Security number, I believe that they're trying to make it about that, but that's actually not what everybody's concerned about. What everybody's concerned about is that they want anybody who receives money, an individual, they have to have a Social Security number somewhere attached to that money going out. Any entity that receives money needs to have some kind of a code whereby they can do the audit.
Yep.
And so they're trying to sort of spin this in the media saying, oh, no, what they really want is our. No. They don't want your Social Security number. They want the ability to track and audit. And they're fighting that because Doge is trying to say they're going to cut. What is it? $2 trillion from $2 trillion.
That's the goal.
And they're saying we can do this easily.
Yeah.
It just shows you they've just been. It's the fleecing of America. We're all getting played.
Yep.
Why? Why wouldn't anybody support this? I even had a relative yesterday say, well, this is U.S. aid. They're cutting important aid to help starving children. I said, no, they're actually not.
Mm-hmm.
That they keep going out and saying, no, they're not cutting any aid to people too needy. This is all administrative stuff.
Yep.
That's why it's the tip of the iceberg.
855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. I actually have, I believe, the most logical common sense solution to an Eagles parade when it pertains to schools and having the day off on Friday in both Pennsylvania and New Jersey. We'll give it to you on the other side. Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
More wintry weather on the way with a lot of snow on the way. You got to keep your home warm, efficient, and safe, of course, for winter time. And that's why I always count on my guys from Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. They got us winter ready, and they continue to, you know, come out. They replaced, the water heaters, the tanks. They blew. Got my guys, Marvin E. Cans. Everything's good to go. I trust them. Marvin E. Cans, third generation owned, veteran founded company. By the way, military veteran, Jonathan's grandfather, he founded the company, a veteran hero, if I may say. And if you live in an older suburban home, consider a ductless unit from Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning. Now, Mitsubishi Electric is a terrific solution for a home that lacks ductwork and could provide up to $2,000 in tax savings. You want to contact Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning right now, fully background checked. And by the way, they're true technicians, fully trained. They're there to serve you and fix stuff or maintain stuff. They are not commissioned salespeople. And that's a really important point. You always want to make sure. Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning, Marvin E. Cans, KANZE.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Some of the numbers are finally coming out last night from the big football game on Sunday, which is interesting when you think about it, right? Because there was so much, Taylor Swift fatigue. There was so much Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce, the Kelce family fatigue. You know, there was Trump being at the Super Bowl on Sunday, which I'm still blown away by the fact that he is the first ever sitting president to attend the Super Bowl. And if you think about this, and I didn't get a chance to say this on Friday, but, you know, we talked about it briefly on Thursday, the last day I was on, that Trump was going to be at the Super Bowl. And when you think about the Super Bowl and Donald Trump, they're almost synonymous, right? Because you have the Super Bowl, and they're both really define America. America loves big. America loves bold. America loves eccentric. America is full of people that enjoy gluttony and overconsumption. And there's nothing over the top like the Super Bowl, right? It's a football game on steroids. It's entertainment on steroids. It's pop culture on steroids. And you look at the Super Bowl from just 2 days ago, social justice nonsense on steroids. And that really personifies Donald Trump. Donald Trump is everything America on steroids, right? These guys almost 79 years old. What does he eat? He eats McDonald's. He eats cheeseburgers. He drinks soda. Everything that he does is always full of fanfare, hoopla, whether it's a truth post, whether it's golfing with Tiger Woods and his kid Sunday before flying to the Super Bowl. So I thought that was interesting. And I just wanted to say this as well. I thought about this yesterday. that Donald Trump and the Philadelphia Eagles have had a very similar path the last 7 years. I want you to think about this. And I don't think anybody has made this connection yet. But think about this. Trump upset Hillary Clinton in 2016. Nobody thought he had a shot. Remember, polls gave him about like a 2% chance. Same thing happened when Nick Foles defeated Tom Brady. Nobody thought the Eagles would beat the New England Patriots. Then you fast forward to 2020. Heartbreaking election loss for Donald Trump to Joe Biden. Some people think there were shenanigans. Same thing happened with the Eagles, where they had Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs on the ropes and let them off the hook 3 years ago. Fast forward to 2024 into 2025. Donald Trump gets payback, blows out Kamala Harris. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles payback, and they blow out the Kansas City Chiefs. Think about that. And by the way, your Philadelphia Eagles undefeated in Super Bowls with Donald Trump as president. Just wanted to point that out. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, we'll come back at the hour two. Dawn's got some news to kick off the hour. And then we'll get into the school closures. I think I have a very logical solution to the back and forth. Well, one day it's, we don't want to go too late into June. But the next day is, let's just give them off. There's going to be a dusting the next morning. I've got the answer coming up next. Kale and Company, Nick, Dawn, and Greg. Stay right there.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.